A prayer meditation for the fourth week of Advent. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to Mary. She conceived and bore a son. Rejoice, so highly favoured, the Lord is with you. The Lord has done great things for you. Holy is his name. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done to me. Luke's Gospel places us in a sacred encounter as Mary and the angel Gabriel meet. We have just listened to the Word of God in song, announcing that a Saviour is to be born. We let it shed light on our Advent journey, allowing God's Word to challenge our lives as we reflect today with Gabriel, Mary, Joseph, and Elizabeth, who is also mentioned in this written passage. Angels, as God's messengers, are frequently found in the Nativity narratives, bearing God's word to Mary, Joseph, and shepherds. They remind us of God's presence in our lives, that his loving protection is always near us. We now light our fourth candle, the angel's candle. Lord God, the brightness of our Advent candles reflects the glory of your Son, whose coming we are preparing to celebrate. May your light illuminate our inner darkness and awaken faith and hope as we, your family, celebrate your loving forgiveness and your healing presence in our midst. In the presence of the angel Gabriel, sent to visit Mary as God's messenger, we think of God's love and care for us as we journey through life. We hear the assurance that we should not fear. Our God is very near. The power of the Most High is at work in our midst, and nothing is impossible to God. When my life is difficult, do I trust in God and try not to fear? Do I look for God in all happenings and trust in Him? Do I tend to be a bearer of good news, or do I enjoy spreading news of doom and gloom? When I visit people or meet with them, do I affirm them in their lives? Do I gossip in ways that are negative and hurtful to others? Do I see myself and all others as highly favored by God? Do I believe that God may act in unexpected ways in my life? Mary is chosen by God to bear a child, Emmanuel, God with us. We think of the beauty of her pregnancy, the human difficulties it brought to her relationships, her waiting for the birth, and the greatness of her trust in God. In faith and hope, she waits for the meaning of her yes, her fiat, to unfold. Filled with the Holy Spirit, her trust in God is absolute, even in the midst of enormous difficulties. Can I, like Mary, discern and accept God's will in faith and trust? Do I recognize God's presence in friend and stranger and affirm their dignity? Am I a God-bearer to my world, witnessing that God is with us, Or am I just a reflection of society's values? Do I have faith in God's Spirit active in my life and in the church, waiting for His word even in desolation? What is my attitude to new life in the womb? Do I believe that every child is a gift from God and stay alert to protect children from all harm? Do I listen reflectively for God to speak when I pray, listen to His word, and reflect on events? Is there a lack of fidelity in my life? At the time of the Annunciation, Joseph is betrothed to Mary. When she conceived her son, Joseph's faith was severely challenged. According to his religion, he must divorce Mary for apparent infidelity. He stands as a just man, and even in his hurt, doubt, and confusion, he wants to trust Mary. He has to discern God's hand in mind-blowing events. And his answer comes in a dream, when the angel tells him to take Mary as his wife, and he obeys. Am I just, honest, and upright in my living? Do I try to do the right thing, even when it's costly to myself? Do I seek guidance from God in coming to decisions that really matter? Do I let society's values influence me more than faith? Do I hold on obstinately to my principles, even when I'm assured there is a better way? Do I give a loving response to those experiencing problems, or apply rules in an unbending way? Can I see that there may be goodness in seemingly unorthodox situations? Elizabeth was barren But now, in her advanced age, she also has received God's favour and has conceived a child. In her womb is the one who is to prepare the way of the Lord, John the Baptist. In her unexpected fruitfulness, we are assured that nothing is impossible to God. Her thanksgiving and joy are reflected in all who prepare for the Lord's coming. In our secular society, faith lives in a barren environment. Do I believe that God is at work in the desolation and that nothing is impossible to Him? Do I strive to prepare a way for the Lord in my own life? Do I thank God for His goodness and praise Him for His greatness? Do I witness to the joy of God's coming? Have I, this Advent, taken time to reflect on my need of God? Do I believe in the unconditional love of God for me, shown in the Incarnation? O Wisdom, Lord and Ruler, Root of Jesse, Key of David, Rising Sun, King of the Nations, Emmanuel, come, Lord Jesus.